been an excellent week in Studio A2, already visited with Alternate Roots. That was yesterday. And today I'm very happy to have first-time visitors Pearl in the Beard in Studio A2. Welcome.
Hey. Hello.
It's so excellent to see you guys here in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Big show at the ARC tomorrow, your follow-up to the Ann Arbor Folk Festival performance, which was fantastic. And checked in with the ARC just a little while ago to see how ticket sales were, and we're pretty close to a sellout. So let's see what we can do about selling those last tickets. What would you like to start with musically here from this forthcoming record?
This song is called Again Animal.
All right, Pearl in the Beard in Studio A2 on 107.1. New music from Pearl in the Beard in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Studio A2 made possible with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. And again, if you were at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival this year, you got to see them on Saturday night. I can't remember now because I was there both nights.
Friday.
I think it was Friday.
Was it Friday? Okay, Friday night. And, you know, the Folk Festival is a big thing in my circle of friends here in Ann Arbor. And everybody was asking me, oh, did you like Pearl in the Beard? And I said, I've already seen them. I saw them a couple years ago with Ingrid Michaelson. They opened up the show then. That was Royal Oak Music Theater, where she was just on Wednesday, same spot. Mm-hmm. And actually, I remember, hopefully this is funny to you and not offensive, but I was in the show. I'm like, I was texting my wife because she wasn't with me. I said, honey, Penelope Garcia from Criminal Minds is on stage right now.
You know, that's so funny that you say that. I was getting, as we are now calling it, Garcia'd quite a bit, actually a couple of times from stage. Someone would kind of tug on my boot and go, hey, oh my God, I love your show. And so it started happening so often that I started to tweet at her every time someone would tell me that I looked like her. And then eventually I compiled this little photo collage of like two photos of her and two photos of me. And we really do look very similar. Yeah. And eventually she actually responded to the tweet and was like, oh my God, we do look alike, and I love your band.
Cool.
So now we have this huge contingent of fans that is, you know, funneled directly in from Criminal Mind fans, which is hysterical. And I actually got to meet her. She was reading in New York City at a Selected Shorts on NPR, and she was doing a live reading. So I texted her, or sorry, tweeted at her. I don't have her personal phone number, but tweeted at her. I was like, oh, I'm going to be at this thing. And she was like, come on down, let's meet each other. So we did like a photo op, and all of a sudden it was hilarious. And now she's kind of like an internet friend, which is great.
Now I'm glad I said that. I was hoping that wasn't going to be
so sweet.
Some weird, awkward thing that I said.
She's very sweet.
So when I saw you then, it was two pearls and one beard. Now it's two beards.
We grew a beard.
We grew a beard.
What can I say? Well, it's normally actually three beards, but I shave pretty regularly, so it's confusing.
If I was a good host, I would introduce the members. Jocelyn and Emily are the female members. Jeremy's the third member that I know, but you have an extra beard, as I mentioned.
This is Sam.
Hello, Sam.
I'm Sam.
Sam officially in the band or a touring member of the
Hashtag
band?
New guy.
Hashtag new guy.
Hashtag
okay.
new guy. Well, a lot of that will depend on our album schedule and life filling in its own gaps, and it's going to be an adventure, John. We'll see.
We'll go along for the ride. It sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the new record, which you just played a song from, any projected release date for this release? Is there something that you can tell me about? Stop laughing.
As soon as it's like a magical unicorn that as soon as we spot it and we're like, ooh, it'll be that day, it disappears and scurries off into the woods.
Oh.
So we try to keep it quiet now. But we're
still
mixing.
Realistically, we're mixing.
We're still
right
mixing,
now.
Basically.
It's there. It's there. We're probably just under halfway done with mixing.
So,
Emily, all the songs are recorded, but just...
They're done.
Just deciding which ones make the record?
Done.
Is that correct?
Fun?
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
You could, you know, run them past the radio guys if you decide to...
Great, that's a great idea.
Isn't it a great idea? Pearl and the Beard are at the Arc tomorrow. We mentioned that, as I mentioned, some tickets still available. Not a ton. Don't be one of those walk-ups that expects to get in for sure. You could go to the Michigan Union Ticket Office today and pick up your tickets so you don't have to worry about tomorrow walking up and going, oh, you're kidding, it's sold out. But let's get another song from this unnamed forthcoming record. Is there a name for the record?
There is,
yeah.
What's it called?
Beast.
Okay. Room Pearl and the Beard album called Beast. Sometime spring, summer.
Mm-hmm,
we'll
mm-hmm.
be vague about it. And the song you're about to play is called?
You.
It's John, really?
Yeah, it's you. It's
That's
John.
The album is also now called John. We're going to do a little acoustic version of this song.
Cool.
And if you come to the show later tonight, you'll hear a little bit more of a pop rock version of this song.
The show tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. You're here early. Which
Saturday.
We appreciate.
That's right. Because we love you guys. We wanted to
Thanks.
Come see you.
Oh, how cool. Thank you. Music from Pearl and the Beard in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Studio A2 brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. The track You from the forthcoming album, I forgot already.
Beast.
It's not my hand. You know, I usually have a little prop. I've got the last album. I've got Killing the Darlings in my hand, and I, you know, noticed the date is 3 years ago, and I'm like, it's time, people. Let's move on.
It's time.
You were saying it's instant gratification time, as you mentioned, and people just expect things a little quicker these days. But
that's very true.
But you've been busy building a fan base.
And some of the most majestic creatures have the longest gestation periods, such as the elephant. Elephants gestate for 2 years. Did you know that?
I did not.
That's
know
a
that.
Long time to make a perfect, adorable baby elephant.
It is.
That's all I got to say about that.
That was good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't know you
facts
like that.
Let's rewind just a little bit in the band's...
That's my one trivia fact that I know.
If I may, rewind a little bit in the band's career. Prior to even this album, there's a couple of other releases, right, that I don't own because I don't... Are they even available anymore? The earlier records?
They are. We're sort of selling them out of our trunk right now. I think they're...
We have them.
Yeah, they're on iTunes and all that stuff.
Okay,
as well, so...
But when you started, you didn't really necessarily know where you were going to end up. I mean, you hoped that
Does
you would
anyone,
be...
Does anyone, John?
No, but I mean, you probably had some ideas of your goals when you started out, so address that. Like, did you see yourself? Did you know that there was this great place called The Ark that one day you'd be probably selling out?
Actually, I did. We were all solo artists before we started out, and all still maintain active solo projects. But when I was on my solo journey... I found out about the Ark at some point in like 2006, and I thought to myself, someday I need to play here, and ta-da, here we are. But I think part of the reason why we've been able to be as flexible as we have is I don't think we really did have a starting goal when we started out. There wasn't like a moment where we said, oh, we want to reflect this band's career or that band's career. We just, you know, we're a bunch of young people just kind of going for it, and we were stupid enough to not stop. So I think that was how we got here, there was like a trajectory.
Yeah, and I think that goes across the board with anything, as long as you're consistent and you just keep pushing through. Oh, there was a really great, Ira Glass did a really amazing, I am not going to be able to tell you what this is called
up. That's okay.
But Ira Glass did two and a half minute short little thing about how it's just about consistency, and you just, as an artist or anybody really wanting to live a dream, it's about not stopping, and you just go and you create and you create and create. And it's really amazing. Look it up. Ira Glass is amazing. And it was just this little... Anyway, that's what I find. I find that from the very beginning, we were just like, we're just going to play music. And I think that might be part of not feeling disappointed by what you don't get, is just being like, it's just saying to yourself, I'm just going to go and I'm just going to create music with these people, or I'm going to start this project, having thoughts about the direction, maybe, like, I'm going to keep going, and whatever comes in our path, we're going to accept and take into ourselves. Someone asked me yesterday in an interview who I got from Ann Arbor, what is the hardest thing about being a musician today? And I the first thing that came to my mind, and it addressed the title of the album, was Beast. And I part of my answer was to get out of your own way. Really, that's the hardest part about being a musician, I think. If you can get out of your own way and get the beast out of yourself, then really anything else, I think you can work through, you know, anyway.
Jeremy, yeah. Do you remember the transition between being a, you know, you guys were a New York-based band playing local clubs, I'm sure, and then eventually started doing the, hey, let's go everywhere. Do you remember the transition, how it happened or what happened, why it took
Yeah, I remember we started with a very big intention. It was just like sort of convenience to do acoustic stuff because you could bring them everywhere. And then we didn't want to overstretch ourselves. So we started doing little small things like going out for a weekend, go to Philly. And we just did this sort of spiral of going out further and farther and farther and building an audience more and more and more.
That makes sense.
To keep gas in the Honda Accent. The two-door Honda Accent that we originally toured in the first time,
really,
which if anybody has seen, you could play on a Monopoly board. It's the size of it. It's such a small car.
Wow.
I remember when it started just going more and more and more, and I remember not last year, but the year before, I think we played 172 shows, and for some reason that was our life, and it very gradually, we've wanted to keep this thing very, very organic, and not force ourselves to push beyond our means, push beyond our boundaries. Like, everything with touring pays for itself. Like, we just keep going, and if there's anybody added, like with Sam, it's like always organic. We're never like putting up Craigslist ads and being like, we need this or we need that, and any instruments that are added or any locations that we go to are pretty natural to go to, and if somebody's like, please come here, then we're like, okay, cool, we'll go there.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Congratulations on your success so far. I'm really looking forward to hearing more new music, including right now.
Thank you so much, Sean.
What's the next song called?
Devil's Head Down, this is what it's called.
Pearl and the Beard in Studio A2 on 107.1.
Sun caked in coarse ground, skin leather bacon brown. You better roll it there. Bury the good underneath the sun. Keep my head down, shovel beyond the throes. Devil's whistling now. We are the only would even know. You better roll. Nothing on me, and it don't even prove my song. Those lips cut down won't sing it right. My prize underneath the tongue. Percussion on my fists and my pounding chest. When the army's doing all time low. And the man I see, the man I feel, or at least not the one I know. Better run with it. Bury the guilt underneath the sun.
Hey, la la la, no, 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 no,
All right. Brand new music from Pearl and the Beard on Ann Arbor's 107.1 in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. And you'll hear that one again tomorrow at the show at the Arc, which is, as I mentioned, pretty close to sold out. Get your tickets today from the Michigan Union Ticket Office, or if you're going to the Arc show tonight, you can pick them up at the box office, thearc.org. PearlandTheBeard.com, right? Simple as that.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy about the website.
No.
Thanks for previewing the new album for me. I'm really excited to hear the full thing when it's fully mixed and ready to go and beyond all the stages that it's stuck in right now.
So are we, John. So are we.
And I feel after a half an hour of knowing you guys, I feel like, wow. I mean, you're as fun as you are on stage, in person, like off air and everything. We're having a great time. So I feel like I've got a quick bunch of new friends here in the room. So
we love it here. Thanks so much for
no
having
problem.
Us.
Hopefully we'll see you again next time, or back to music in just a couple minutes on 107.1.